Christmas gets to carry on just a little longer with hymns like that. I just love singing that. Last night, I should say yesterday afternoon, I went out to buy the stuff you need to wrap your pipes and do all the preparation work, except one Home Depot was sold out. And so then later in the evening, as it got dark, I went out to another Home Depot, hoping I wouldn't strike out again. And when I did, I saw some fellows that had apparently fixed up and got what they told me, I think it was a 68 Camaro. They got it all fixed up, looking beautiful, working great, except it was broken down by the side of the road. Now, it's really dark out there at night in some spots, and when your car's out and it's, you know, painted dark blue and you're out there in a dark night, there is not much that's going to keep people from crashing into you when you're there on that little feeder turnaround thing. I suggested that they might borrow my little light. Now, this isn't my little gospel light, you know, the old this little gospel light of mine. I'm going to let it shine, but it is a pretty decent light. If you're watching on camera, I'll try not to aim this right at you. In fact, I'll try not to aim it at any of you because it is pretty bright. It does the job. And I said, just set it on the ground on this little stand behind you. Do that, and I don't think you have to worry about anybody crashing into your car. Light is really powerful, even a little light like this. I got to turn that off or I'm not going to be able to see. Even a little light like that can make a big difference in a dark night or in a dark world or in the darkness that's filling our own heart and our own minds. And so that's what I hope we can talk about as we get into today's message, how we can be that light, how we can shine that light, because God first shined it on us. Now, to get there, I want us to try to think about as the these wise men who are not just coming to see a king, but to worship him, to notice the great joy that they had, to hear that in the gospel reading again, for us, that when they found the child with his mother Mary, they bowed down and worshiped him. They were filled with, when they saw that star stopping, they were filled with joy, or they were overjoyed. I'd ask you to think back on this past year. What are some of the moments that filled you with joy? The moments that filled you with joy. For Mary Beth and I, it was when our son and precious daughter-in-law were letting us know that they were expecting our first grandchild. That was a moment of joy, for sure. That time when I felt that scratchy throat and chest congestion, and I went and got a test after last year's Christmas Eve service, and that test came back negative, so I knew I hadn't been spreading the coronavirus to any of you. That was a moment of joy. There's a lot more of them, too, I suppose. Maybe it's hard for us to even think back that far. Don't we tend to remember and quickly can bring to our mind those bad things that happened in the past year? Oh, yeah, remember the terrible freeze. Remember being without power for 4 days or whatever it is. We can think of those bad things generally pretty quickly. Maybe that's one reason why God invites us to write down and to recount, to carry in our hearts those good and wonderful gifts that he gives to us and strengthens us with. But I'd ask you to think again, what were the things you rejoiced in last year? I'm betting that a lot of them had to do with people. I'm betting a lot of them had to do with things like when we started services here in person again after so long of just doing it by video. Or some other blessing that was there in our lives. And when we do that, let's remember this wonderful word from James chapter 1 that tells us that whatever it was, something small, something, a smile, some encouragement, or someone lent you a light when you needed it. Let's remember that every single one of those gifts that were given to us wasn't just a happenstance. It wasn't just the result of our hard work or our good luck. Now, every one of those blessings was a gift from our Heavenly Father, the Father of lights that shines down on us, and he doesn't change. He's always giving, he's always shining, and he's always sharing. He's doing that, driving out the shadows and the darkness and the doubt of this world. And James chapter 1 goes on to say that he chose to give us birth through the word of truth. All the little gifts along the way are reminders of his great big gift. You're born again through my son, Jesus Christ. You're adopted as my daughters and sons. You are mine. And one day, you'll be out of this world of darkness. You'll be with me in that unapproachable light for all time. So remember, all of those gifts, everything we experienced last year, every good thing that is to come here in 2022, they're all gifts from God's goodness. By the way, 2022, I forgot to mention this at the beginning. You know, the Chinese calendar, I think we just got done with the year of the rat. We're about to have, according to the Chinese calendar, the year of the ox. I'm suggesting to you this is the year of the train. The train. Toot, toot. Oh, it just, I guess that train already left the station. It just, that joke doesn't work. 22, 22, yeah, no, okay. All right, I tried. But you know, no matter whatever happens, whether the jokes work or they don't work, whether the circumstances work we're going through, let's look up to God. That's what our Old Testament reading said. Oh, in Isaiah, they were in tough times. They were facing exile, or some of them, many of them, already exiled and going through that 70-year period of darkness. So we might be able to relate after now 2 years of this pandemic, it being in that dark place, that worn-out, weary place, like, when is this going to end? And God said to them, look up. Look up, because when we look up, when we see his light, it makes us shine that much more brightly. And I love that's how he puts it there. Again, the Old Testament reading from Isaiah 60. Then when you look up and you will be radiant, your hearts will throb and swell with joy. If I just look at the problem, if I just look at the struggle, if I'm only looking at my limited resources, I can't do much. But if I look up at the one who shines light on you and me, if I look up at the cross of Christ, now empty because he's already paid the price, and the sin and shame and all of its power are broken, if I look up to the God that says, I'm going to prepare a place for you, then you and I can be radiant again, no matter what the circumstances are that we face. We can get through, we can shine, we can indeed even be, as the epistle reading goes on to say, in Ephesians chapter 4, we have this wonderful mystery that the gospel has been given to us to share with others. When you see Gentiles there in the text, just think of outsiders, people outside of the kingdom of God, people that haven't yet heard or known about God. The mystery is that they are heirs together with us. They're part of God's family, and he gives us the opportunity to shine and let him in. Look at those words again. Heirs together, and we're members together, and we're sharers together. God welcomed people outside of his family in. You and I were not born into Jewish families. We were welcomed into God's family by others shining the light before us. Was it your parents or grandparents? Was it a wonderful Sunday school teacher, a pastor who touched our hearts in years past that brought us to Gethsemane or wherever was our first church? Who was the one that shared, was the member together with them? It goes back over the decades and over the centuries, stretching all the way back to Martin Luther and from Martin Luther all the way back even to Jesus and to the Apostle Paul. That light has been carried forward by one generation after another. What a marvelous mystery it is that you and I get to be those next stars shining for others. Now, it's funny, in our world, you know, we think of people in Hollywood, or we think of the people in sports. They're the real stars. But when you go out into the night sky, it isn't some bright Hollywood star that's shining up there. It isn't some fantastic athlete posed in with the Heisman Trophy pose or whatever it is. It's just those twinkling lights that have been there for millennia. And it is those lights that guided the wise men looking for Jesus. And it is you and I, as the little tiny lights of God shining even in the darkness of night, that can guide people away from danger, guide them toward God's goodness, guide them towards his strength and his comfort when they need it the most. It doesn't take a big light to accomplish that. Even we as little tiny lights can do that. We who've received that grace get to share that grace and even shine that grace out for others as our faces are different, as our hope is lifted up. Ephesians puts it so well in today's epistle reading, in him and through faith in him, we can approach God with freedom and confidence. We can come with shining faces to the Father who knows us by name and who loves us and who says he'll meet our needs. He'll hold us by the hand and get us through, and he asks us to shine for other people as well. We get to approach him, we get to help others approach him, and shine the way to God's Son. We don't hear a whole lot about the star outside of it helped guide those wise men. Guide them not just to come ooh and ah over a little baby, but to come and see the true King of Kings and to worship him. And you and I, we're not trying to be stars. We're not trying to get anyone on this earth to say, oh, wow, she can sing like the best angel out there. Oh, wow, he can preach or teach or serve, whatever, more brightly than anybody I've ever met. It isn't to make anybody attracted to or worship the star. It's that we as stars shine to guide someone to the real light, to the light of Jesus Christ. And when we come and do that, we realize we don't have to be the brightest or the best. We could be these little tiny lights shining, helping others to see and pointing the way to him, to his light, to his goodness, to his amazing grace. And I pray that God will help us do that, to be those bright lights, to shine for others, to say, I've received that grace and I'm shining because of it, and I'll help you see where you can find Jesus as well. May God help us do that, rejoicing in him, being those wise ones who've received the light and share the light, all to God's glory. Amen. Amen.